The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, live from the D. Look at that. Bar Canada at the D. It's buzzing. VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeart Radio, YouTube TV. However you're taking us in, we appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin. Producer number nine, so much more than a producer here. And Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the Crackman, hanging out with us. Just so great to be here the morning of March Madness. A little more than an hour away. Steve Fezzik has texted me, y'all. Here are the money lines he got for all the number one seeds. And he played them all. You ready for this? Mark these down. Okay. Kelly, you going to put these in VSiN.com/picks? You're going to log these in?
God.
My tennis picks plus 174. Fezzik's like, all right, so here it is. Houston, he's got the Cougars over Longwood. He's taking them minus 2,500. These are his numbers.
Okay.
Carolina against Wagner. That's today. He's got them at minus 4,200.
Sure.
UConn over Stetson, minus 4,200. And he's running it back with Purdue over Grambling. Minus 4,500, which I believe is the exact number he had last year.
Let's now, go, Steve.
Here's the thing with Purdue, though. I mentioned this off air. Purdue, having lost to 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson last year, if things get a little dicey, don't think that's not creeping into their heads at some point in this game. Like, if Grambling is, like, within two in the second half.
Well, like, what if they're up in the first half with 2 minutes left before halftime? You're telling me those kids aren't thinking about that all half?
Sphincter mania.
Oh, sphincter mania.
Something like that. So anyway, those are Fezzik's numbers. Okay, you want to do our draft? Let's do a draft. Joe, are you in this? All right. What are we doing?
All right, we're going to toss in $100 each in the pot.
Okay.
We're going to each select four teams.
See, Bill's already uninterested because we just did $100.
No, I'm in. I'm in.
You want to raise the money?
No, how's 10 a week sound? Yeah, 10 bucks. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take, we'll go around, take four teams each.
All right. Okay. Four teams each, sure. This is just to win the title.
To win the title.
And then winner
whoever
gets the pot.
Whoever advances furthest wins the pot.
Oh. Of us three?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Are we posting? Are we posting up our money?
I don't know.
I can hold it.
Kelly, you build a credit system? What do you want to do here?
I don't care.
Yeah, no.
I got cash on me.
All right, we'll post it up.
No, it's fine. No, I was being funny.
You don't trust Kelly? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm joking.
Okay, just making sure.
You guys are good.
Man. All right, who gets the first pick?
I have no idea. We didn't decide
how are we
going to
do that?
We didn't decide an order. Larry, decide an order back there and scream it in my ear.
Larry, there we go. We really planned this well.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Larry.
All right, we're going to go Bill Krakenberger first.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Gil second, me third.
Oh, nice job, Larry.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All right, Crack. You got first pick.
Well, I'm a mathematical guy. So UConn.
Okay. Okay. I mean, that should be the first pick, I think.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take Houston number two. I was thinking of something else, but I'm going to take Houston.
You guys are good. This is where do I? This is my insert Matt Brown joke about taking the teams at the top because I always got ridiculed for this.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with the UConn upset and Auburn.
Ooh. Oh, I was going to go with Auburn. I was thinking about taking Auburn instead of Houston. I hate you.
Okay.
Have I mentioned that today?
Have I told you that today?
Have I told you I hate you? All right, we're snaking. You're going again, Kelly.
Oh, we're snaking. Okay,
I'm going to go. You just took Auburn.
Are you writing these down?
Yeah, I'm writing them down. Writing them down. Okay, I'm going Auburn and Tennessee.
Oh, that was my other pick.
I hate you more.
That was my other pick.
Nice.
It was. Darn it.
Now I hate that I picked Houston because those were my next two. All right, I hate my next pick. I'm taking Arizona.
Boy, I guess you guys are going to leave me with Purdue. Purdue's open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy.
Purdue. Yeah, to get by today.
Okay, North Carolina.
Whoa, he gets the snake.
Right. So I got another one?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You're like not even next either.
UNC.
Kelly's just like picking teams. Kelly's like, I'll take the entire West region.
Let's go with UNC.
All right, I'm going to take Kentucky. I hate my picks. This is the worst draft ever. Can we redraft? Kelly ruined it.
See, those are the two that I wanted, too. Okay, all right. I got two here now, right? I got two here.
That's how that works.
Shut up, Kel. Marquette. I'm going to go with. And Illinois. Marquette in Illinois.
You say that like you are so confident.
Yes. SEC and Big Ten. Let's go. And Big East.
All right. I guess I have to take, I have to go to my formula and all the teams on the inside. By the way, we should repeat the formula here coming up one last time before it starts. And the only team that's like on the outside looking that hasn't picked, I'll take Creighton.
Okay. Creighton for Gil.
Actually, another.
Did you take two?
You got one left, Bill, to finish it off.
I got one left?
Yep.
Boy. Okay. Let's go with a crazy one. Let's go with like Iowa State.
Yeah.
Right. There we go. All right. To recap, Bill Krakenberger on UConn, Purdue, North Carolina, and Iowa State. Gil Alexander on Houston, Arizona, Kentucky, and Creighton.
Oh, God.
And myself on Auburn, Tennessee, Marquette, and Illinois.
Can I bet on Kelly?
I think this better. I think you won the draft.
Yeah.
Kelly's like, the short shot.
The shortest shot I've got is started at 17-1 in here.
Okay.
I just feel bad. When I picked Houston, I was like, should I take Auburn? And then you immediately go Auburn, Tennessee, which would be awesome. By the way, about the formula, because the last update was on Monday, but for those who missed it, and maybe you haven't filled out your bracket yet, still an hour away from tip-off here with Michigan State and Mississippi State. Last 33 champs had more assists than turnovers. 31 of the last 33 had a head coach with Sweet 16 experience, 2014 UConn Huskies, and last year's UConn Huskies with Dan Hurley. The only exception is Kevin Ollie in the 2014 UConn Huskies bench. 27 of the last 28 champs went to the tournament with at least three wins versus teams in the top 10% of RPI, 2014 UConn Huskies. The Shabazz Napier-led Huskies, the exception there. Last 28 champs had a top 75 strength of schedule. And then the two that can adjust during the tournament itself are the KenPom numbers. 20 of the last 21 champs were in the top 20 in adjusted offensive efficiency. The only exception, once again, the 2014 UConn Huskies, who finished 39th in adjusted offensive efficiency that year. And then 20 of the last 21 champs were in the top 20 in adjusted defensive efficiency. That's defensive efficiency at KenPom. The only non-UConn exception in this whole thing, 2021 Baylor finished 22nd in adjusted defensive efficiency. Those are the parameters. So now, who are the four teams that actually qualify in this year's March Madness? They are UConn, which Bill has, Houston, which I have, Arizona, which I have, Auburn, which Kelly has. The two teams on the outside looking in, Marquette, which Kelly has, Purdue, which Bill has. The next tier beyond the two that are on the doorstep.
Yeah.
UNC, which Bill has. Tennessee, which Kelly has. Creighton, which I have. And Duke, which nobody has. Nobody picked Duke.
I almost went Duke last.
Me too.
Duke has a coach that has not been to the Sweet 16 either, though, John Shire.
I'm glad Zach brought them up earlier, because I've heard not a single person
make a case for that. I'm glad he brought them up. We're guilty of that. Have not mentioned them really once in any sort of championship context.
I don't know. It's been interesting. I mean, Bill, I'll ask you this. We talked about it earlier on the show. Have you feel like you've heard a lot of love for dogs in this first round? Because
I say this is the first year I've heard of a lot of love for favorites.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Because usually I'll have a lot of dogs I'll like to bet in the first half. I bet three of them, but usually I'll have a lot more than that the first 2 days.
Who'd you bet first half dogs?
I bet first half dogs. I bet South Dakota State plus 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's against the Iowa State that I just picked, right? Moorhead first half. And I even threw a little peanut on McNeese first half.
Okay. Because we talked about that. That's one of the tried and true sort of March Madness round of 64 betting angles is dogs, but only dogs on the first half.
Yeah.
The favorites will manifest eventually, perhaps, if you played full game. So just play the dogs in the first half.
And these lines, by the way, are still there. This isn't like during the first week of November or something when the line.
Yeah.
These lines are still there. They're still there.
Moorhead, McNeese, and what was the other one?
Against Iowa State. Against my pick with South Dakota State today. And listen, I bet them. I didn't throw any significant money like I would throw first week of November. However, I do like them. I think the teams hang around with them a little bit more. These kids that are up, they pump themselves up, I mean, for the games in the first half compared to the other team who just automatically thinks they're going to be there. And usually the strength will show by the second half. But sometimes these endorphins are pumped up. The kids are there first time on TV. And, you know, they and hang around with them from the, in the first half. That's my philosophy.
What Kelly brought up, I brought up at the beginning of the show, which is because I was doing it through the prism. I'm in a survivor pool. Yep. And, for, you know, you're incentivized for tiebreaker purposes to pick, you know, upsets. The bigger the upset on the seeding, the better in terms of your ultimate tiebreaker. But when I'm going through it today, you know, it's not like, again, it's not like Kelly does golf his way. I do tennis my way. We are very independent how we do this. With college hoops, I'm listening to everybody, every expert's opinion, all this stuff.
Right.
And there is no, just anecdotally, no consensus on any of these dogs. Like for everyone who takes one of these trendy dogs, whether it's McNeese, whether it's Sanford, whatever, there is an equally justifiable argument where like, yeah, but they... not against this team.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things on the Megapod. And by the way, if you still haven't listened to it, there's still time with Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, and I. Will, who had FAU in the Final Four last year, and Todd, who had UConn beating San Diego State in the finals last year. They both matched on a long shot Final Four. But one of the things that came up, Todd kept bringing this up, is I hate the brackets this year because all of the teams that I was so excited to bet on or play in a bracket happened to end up against another team that super excited to play.
Yeah.
And conversely, teams that he was excited to fade ended up more often than not against teams that he was so excited to fade.
Interesting.
So I do, there is a little voice in my head that wonders if this isn't the year where it's super quiet on the upset front.
Let's see what happens.
We shall see. Time will tell. Coming back with Greg Mann, Bill Krakenberger. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network, live at Bar Canada.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Start your morning with a daily dose of winning strategies, insider tips, and the latest buzz with the free VSiN Daily Newsletter. In today's newsletter,
oh, it's all college basketball in search of first-round upsets. Check it out now.
Yeah, a lot of the Jordan Brenner, Peter Keating stuff that we did yesterday. Bill,
yep, highlighted,
Bill
in there.
Highlighted in there as well. Get expert analysis and the latest odds delivered straight to your inbox absolutely free. Visit VSiN.com/newsletter to subscribe. Skill, it's Kelly. It's Bill Krakenberger at Bill Krakman with a K. The name of the podcast is Wisecracks with Bill Krakenberger. Buddhist man.
Buddhist man's right there.
Right here in the
silent
line.
Silent producer of a numbers game back there. Some of the best
right
graphic works I've ever seen right
My
there.
My man. Well, now it's officially buzzworthy out here. Look at this crowd. We have, again, we do this show in the morning. I know it's different for Sharp Money in the afternoons because they always have people around. But for us, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really is.
And, of course, we expected it. And there's a line already that's 10 deep, people making bets. At Bar Canada, we're on the second floor here in a little corner of the D, downtown Las Vegas. We get tweets. I haven't read any tweets today. What's wrong with me? We get tweets at BD the Book. By the way, March Madness now, 59 minutes away, the tip-off between Michigan State and Mississippi State.
Did Buddhist Man just tell us he's waiting to sign up for the app, though? Like that was a fail. Come on, man. We got to get this together.
Waiting to sign up for the app.
But what?
Maybe you should have done that earlier, man. Let's see. Remember, Ryan Hyatt, remember when you, speaking of silent producers, remember when you listen to Crackman on VSiN with Gil and Kelly, you're going to find what you love and love what you find. Oh, I see what he did there. By the way, thank you for reminding me, because we should also mention that with so many bottles to choose from, it's easy to find your favorite, all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21. See? Silent producer, Kelly. You got me to say it. Trip Tepper, we haven't seen this level of commitment from an athlete's fall guy, talking about Otani and his interpreter, since Anderson did time for Barry Lamar Bonds. Hey, Trip, we'll have none of that. Montreal Max, sounds like Otani's interpreter, while betting off the grid, needed to do our old Tuesday at the Palm routine where you pass around envelopes at the table, squaring up your offshore outs with one-stop shopping with the PNC reps and avoid bank wires. That was very detailed, Montreal Max.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Like that. that's like a different language for most people, just to let you know.
That's very...
But it's funny.
It's almost like he was there.
The Palm used to be the joint. Back when I used to do my first radio show, Larry Grossman, you can bet on it, back in the late 90s, the Palm was where all the bookmakers and all the wise guys, the sharp guys, would all get together, the Palm at the forum shops. And it went way downhill, by the way. I don't go there anymore. But, I mean, he's right. That was the place there.
Oh, yeah. Still a great concert venue and still a nice food court in a pinch.
Oh, no, this is the Palm Steakhouse.
Oh, you're talking about the Palm Steakhouse.
The Palm Restaurant, right.
The Palm, that's right.
This is one of my favorite Vegas things when it gets confused,
it
by
does.
The way.
It does.
I was like, y'all did this at the Palms?
When I first moved down here, ate at the Palm, and I was meeting a friend who showed up at the Palms, and was like, where are you at?
They don't know,
The Palm Restaurant is a D.C. political...
I was just going to say, they started in Washington.
19th Street.
And they were my favorite steakhouse in the world.
The Palm in D.C., I cannot tell you how many political deals went down there.
Well, and all the politicians' faces on the wall?
Yes,
probably?
Correct. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Brian Johnson. Morning, Gil. Any chance you could share the tennis plays again? I was in the shower and could not write them down when I heard them. Well, Brian, first of all, you should be a subscriber so you can get up at VSiN.com/picks. But okay, just this once. Four dogs in tennis. All on the ladies' side. One has already started, by the way. Dionne Paris has probably already started against Beatriz Haddad-Maia, +137. The other three, besides Paris, that have not started, Yulia Putintseva, +174 against Ludmila Samsonova. Diana Schneider, I got her short plus money. She's short minus money against Madison Keys. I'd still play it. And Yue Yuan, +167 versus Maria Sakkari. All on the ladies' side. I'm handicapping the men's side. I just don't like anything in these first couple days in Miami. This is from Phil Weiss, the always lovely Phil Weiss. So where are those Fezzik numbers from? It's 10K, 10K, 20K, and 20K here in New York.
You got a shot, baby.
It's a bad bet at his numbers. Forget about it here.
It's a bad bet at those numbers, without a doubt.
With the numbers you're quoting, for sure.
No. You want to get, 45 to 50 to 1 is the most on Purdue. I can't believe I'm saying that, but he's right. You can't lay those bad numbers. That's what with those New York guys, no way.
Jack and Aprius 2.0. I hate your picks too, Gil, because they would have been mine too. Can't be good. No, I know, man. I don't like it. Okay. Can you tell that story? Because we were just before the break, we were talking about how I was saying, it feels there's a little voice in my head that keeps saying maybe this is the year where there actually aren't that many upsets. Could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
March Madness always produces some. But we'll see how it shakes out today and tomorrow. But I was mentioning that for every person that has passionately spoken about a Samford or a McNeese State, pick whatever dog that you like, or at least by seeding, pick whatever dog that you like. There's an equally passionate argument from people I respect on the Kansases and the Gonzagas of the world. You have a similar story.
Believe it or not, I'm on Kansas, though. So, I understand that. But let me just tell you. So, I'm in Atlantic City. I flew to Atlantic City just for 3 days. Left on Friday, came back on Sunday. And I went to go see Tony Orlando, one of his last shows, which was fantastic. I had some family come down from New York. Got them all in to see Tony. It was fantastic. Got to meet Joe Piscopo. Got to meet, they were real happy. So, by the way, real quick. You guys have to know this movie. I think you have to know it. It's before Kelly was born. Do you remember Wise Guys with Joe Piscopo and Danny DeVito? It was made in Atlantic City.
Vaguely.
When Captain Lou Albano was in it.
Captain Lou.
Yeah. No, it was one of the greatest comedy movies. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. I have not seen it, though, Bill.
So it was made in resorts in Atlantic City, and I was in resorts, and I'm telling Joe, did you remember this? He goes, oh, my God, that's right. I made that movie here with Danny DeVito. What a great gambling movie. So a lot of good gambling parts. But anyway, so I'm there, and Boston is on Spanky's show at the time, a podcast on Selection Sunday. And he was giving out some stuff, saying, so I'm at the DraftKings at resorts in Atlantic City, and I was running up to the counter to bet. And they took $1,000, $2,000 a game from me. I was actually happy. At opening number, they were the only ones that had the line. It was literally DraftKings and FanDuel. That's it. So DraftKings had a 5.5. FanDuel had a 4.5 on James Madison. I went up and took the 5.5. Immediately went down to 5. And it was, of course, 5, 4.5. And there was some 4.5s out there. Actually, some places opened up 4. I'm looking at the opening lines now. However, bounced right back. Wisconsin money came in. And I was talking to Howie Schwab. And he said, Billy, I don't like that one. I like Wisconsin on that.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
So now I'm thinking to myself, and I respect, this is the Schwab. I respect him. And I didn't get off my bet, But I'm like, wow, this has bounced back to 5.5. It's 5 at DraftKings right now, but 5.5 at most other shops.
Yeah.
There's, you could make arguments with anybody. You could find someone to make an argument on both sides of any game.
I was just going
to
say, not that you can't find that if you search, you know, hard enough on any sporting event in anything ever. But I'm just talking about specifically with the round of 64 in March Madness that I feel like, and again, this is just anecdotally from who we've had on the show, the podcast that we did at Beating the Book, and just, you know, soaking in all the information, that this year specifically, for every dog that is trending towards being this, you know, sexy dog that everybody has, it's immediately batted back by somebody I respect who's like, yeah, no, I don't see it that way at all.
By someone you respect. That's
yes,
the scary part.
Someone you respect.
Right.
So,
yes.
So Kansas has the injuries. Yeah, but you know what? That's not the team to beat them.
Right.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Bob gave a great, he broke that down
perfectly.
He did perfect,
that with Kansas, right? With Kansas perfectly.
I think there's been people question, right? Has that number swung too far because of the injury?
Yep.
The McNeese-Gonzaga one is probably the one I've heard the most.
Right. But do you want to get in front of Gonzaga? I don't.
No, I don't, because of what you guys just said. But like, it's people I respect that are mentioning Gonzaga.
And Todd and Will had a lot on the podcast where I was, you know, I don't know what they're going to say before the show starts. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, they're both going to go NC State here. Nope. They're both like Texas Tech or, you know, and there are a lot of games like that. Even like the New Mexico Clemson game. Where, you know, everybody's all about New Mexico, they're favored, they're the 11, how could Clemson be the 6 if they're the dog, all that stuff. And Todd's like, I love Clemson. So for every one of those, right, there's someone, and Todd watches more college basketball than anybody I know, right? So, like, that's been the overriding theme for me this week. And therefore, once again, if you missed it earlier, that's how I – and Survivor, I couldn't take any of those ultimately, and I shoved with Colorado State on all my entries. I do have a rebuy on that.
Let me tell you, the sharper sports books, too. If you look, I could just show you Gonzaga. The sharper sports books in far-off places, you see Chris at -7, Pinnacle -7, -10. The sharper sports books do have – they favor that. So that's – It is. This is looking at the Gonzaga game. I will look towards tip-off. That game starts 4:25 Vegas time and see where they go, because I go by that closing line lots of times, especially early in the season. But even this first round, I like to see what they want. Now, what that means is I want to see which way. Same thing with Circa here. I want to see what they want you to bet. So if they hang low-hanging fruit, you know that they don't want that side. If they're -7, -$1.15 on Gonzaga, and the best line in the world is on McNeese over here, I know that that's probably long-term the wrong side. Long-term.
Drake and Wazoo was another one. I figured that everyone would be on Drake, Todd and maybe Will, but I know Todd for sure. I can't remember what Will said. He's like, no, Wazoo.
Well, I'm on Drake, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Will's the sharp guy.
The D, Bar Canada, March Madness, it's coming.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Get ready to dominate the brackets, turn your picks into profits this tournament, and do it with the VSiN Pro March Mania betting guide. Inside the guide, you'll find expert strategies, insider tips, and in-depth analysis that'll give you the edge you need to outshine the competition. From underdog upsets to championship predictions, the VSiN Pro betting guide will have brackets from hosts and experts, NCAA tournament betting trends, and of course, best bets for every round of the tournament. Don't miss out on this game-changing resource. Still a half an hour worthwhile. Download the VSiN Pro March Mania betting guide today at VSiN.com/madness. That's VSIN.com/madness. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, Bill Krakenberger, live from Bar Canada at the D, where it is buzzing. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Jimmy Lopez, whew, Bar Canada looks like it's filling up. It is buzzing over here. Brett at B Howell with underscores in there. He goes, this is hands down the best day of the year. I've been pacing my house for hours, cooking snacks all morning. Cooking snacks, he says. And 4 tennis plays to boot. Let's ride. Let's go, baby.
Cooking snacks. What snacks are you cooking?
I don't know. He says he's cooking snacks.
Like nachos?
He used that phrase, cooking snacks.
Do you cook? I guess you cook nachos. That's a snack.
Mr. Masterline, I just re-upped my subscription using ANG. There you go.
Kelly. We got one. We'll be here for one more day at least.
We're on the scoreboard, baby. Thank you. Let's see here. Gibby, love listening to you. Headed to Vegas in June. if you could only pick one Italian place, would you pick Piero's, Capo's, or the Italian American Club? Oh, this is right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, tee it up for Bill.
Capo's is not even in my top 20.
Wow.
By the way.
Coming in at number 19.
Yeah, no. You know, I'm pretty friendly with the guys that own Piero's, but I'm also friendly with the guy that owns the Italian American Club. But I have to pick the one I like better. And you know, the better value and the better old school atmosphere, definitely the Italian American Club.
Yeah.
So Piero's is great if you want to go to see where Casino was made and, you know, the movie Casino and the scenes where, you know, at the bar and stuff. And the guy starts yelling. Remember the guy starts yelling at what's his Pesci's there? And he's saying, Al, did you gamble the money? Did you gamble the money? I'll give you the money. Put the heat on. Did you gamble? That's right at the bar there. And he said, and then the five guy says, yeah. He goes, and he takes the money out of his pocket. He says, let me find out you F up here. I'll leave you where I see you. And he gives him the 600 to put the heat and the electric back on. That was right there. They rented out all of Piero's for like a week. Yeah, Freddie threw a giant number at him, and they paid. And Scorsese paid.
First day I ever met Bill Krakenberger. True story. We went to Piero's.
Oh, nice.
Went to Piero's. You remember that?
No.
No recollection. He has no recollection.
No, I have ADD. I don't know.
He has no recollection.
How many hours existed between when you got picked up here? Where'd you get picked up again?
No, at Golden Nugget.
At Golden Nugget. When you got picked up at Golden Nugget and that dinner.
Again, it's before the 2013 baseball season. I had a spectacular 2012 baseball season. I get a call on my phone. You don't know me, but I know you. It's Bill Krakenberger. I'm like, oh, what's happening? Krak's like, you're gonna fly out to Vegas. I'm gonna put you up at the Golden Nugget. You're gonna ask a girl named Rosemary for your room. Just tell Bill Krakenberger send it.
That's her name.
Rosemary. Yeah. Tell Bill Krakenberger send you. He gets me a suite of that night. He comes in a SUV with guys named Jimmy and Vinny in his car. I go by instinct.
I love this story.
Krak's driving. I go by instinct to the passenger seat. He goes, no. You're in the back.
You're in the back.
And I'm like, I don't know what's happening. And it took me to, we went to Piero. So it was a Pittsburgh Steelers Monday Night Football game. So I guess it was the fall after the 2012 baseball season. And then I was like, Bill had like 50 bets. And I'm like, do you even know what you're betting on? Bill's like, I have no idea. afterwards, so we're at Piero's. And afterwards, Bill says to me, he goes, now you're in my crew. And I was telling
my gang.
Yeah, you're my crew now. And then I told the story on the air. I was like, in my head, or outwardly, I'm like, yes, I'm in your crew. And inwardly, I'm like, I don't want to be in your crew.
I don't know if I want that.
did we walk up to the office upstairs?
No, we. Oh, yes, at Piero's. That's
so
what I wanted to tell.
Piero's, it's really, you want to tell it? Go ahead.
No, go
ahead. The office up at Piero's is like the who's who. This is before the Mob Museum was here. They have their own Mob Museum.
Every human.
The owner of Piero's, who gives me full reign of the place, which is very nice. He let me walk Gil up there and show him around the office. You know, literally, there's pictures of everyone from the last 50, 60 years in Vegas. There was actually a picture of Fat Tony Salerno. That's his nickname.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, from jail, wishing Freddie a Merry Christmas. And then there's pictures of him with everybody. So that literally
everybody.
Tony Spilotro, all the different mayors. And well, I shouldn't say, you know, just really the Goodmans. The Goodmans have been the mayors the last 20 some years. But also the who's who of back when Elvis and his manager and, you know, Freddie was there when Elvis was signed at the International, which is now the Westgate. So just to see all these pictures and these photos and there was things there literally from every single business owner back then, back when Vegas was a better place. I'll just, even though the mob guys were here, they you know, it's just like they say in the movie, they know what you drank, who you were. You were treated like a big whale in a little pond. So it was just a good place.
Do you remember one of the pictures up there?
Was?
It said it was him with the owner. What's his name? The owner?
Freddie
with... And there was a picture of him, and it says, look.
Franco Harris?
You remember the story?
Oh, my God, so I remember.
And it says on it, he goes, me with Franco Harris. And I, who had just met him, like, I have the nerve to speak up, and I go, I think that's Mean Joe Green, not Franco Harris.
And it was Mean Joe
Green. It was Mean Joe Green.
It was
Mean Joe Green. And he goes, he looks at me, he looks at the picture, he looks at me, he goes,
That's exactly what he said. Later on, he told me, though, he goes, you know, Tell your buddy. There's a lot of holes in the desert and a lot of problems solved in those holes.
It's like, I think that's me, Joe Green.
Yeah.
He's like,
eh. Yeah, like it was no big deal.
That might have been you. That could have been the enemy.
You who are still trying to figure out whether or not you should have gotten this car or not decided to correct the man
I couldn't keep my mouth shut.
By the way, the Mob Museum's open now, and when you go into the Mob Museum, the first voice you hear is Freddie Glusman, owner of Piero's, like walking you around the place on an audio tour. And Gil wants to say, that's not you. What do you think? And I think Gil used the word Freddie. This is Fugazi.
No, he didn't.
That would have been way better.
But we've also been to the Italian American Club together.
Italian American Club's great.
Fantastic. Yeah. Anyway, that was a long answer to your question.
No.
It's so great.
The Italian American Club, I think they have probably one of the best veal parmesans anywhere in the world. And, you know, it's reasonable, too.
I forgot about the question. Forgot what the question was. Yeah. Favorite Italian restaurant.
It's a very reasonable place to go eat and get reservations at both places, by the way, because it's not easy to get into. So get your reservations. Little stage there. They still have guys on stage, bands on stage, music every night. I love the Italian American Club.
Cameron Martin, I thought I heard one of the VEASAN shows that no team west of the Mississippi has won the NCAA tournament since 1997. That is not true. What I like to say on this is that no team in the Pacific or Mountain time zones has won an NCAA championship since 1997. That would be Arizona, who won in overtime against Rick Pitino's Kentucky Wildcats back in 1997. But that is an amazing... Like, Arizona hasn't been in the Final Four since the earliest of the 2000s either. Like, it's been forever. That's a lot of things. So that's, you know, one of the things when we're going through the bracket tenants the other day. And again, shout out to Tom Federico, Jason Lisk over at Team Rankings. They do a great job of the four tenants of filling out your brackets. And we went through them the other day. And I'll just briefly, in case you missed that, the four, in case you're in your last 30 minutes before you put in your brackets here, because I know there's somebody out there. By the way, it is mayhem.
This
here
dude's at screaming at Sigma Derby. Good luck for your voice lasting, buddy.
This guy's yelling at the Sigma Derby at 8:30 in the morning.
Your voice is toast.
Crack keeps looking up at the screen to see where the horses are
running. I swear I was looking for horses. I didn't know.
He's yelling at Sigma Derby.
And he's got double-fisted Heinekens. Oh, my God.
You're so toast, bro.
Madness is here.
Over on your 5.5 hours for your NCAA tournament Thursday.
Look at your guy to the left here. I want to whisper. You Buddhist man.
Buddhist man.
He's online again.
Buddhist man back in line.
My kind of guy. He's got a t-shirt with basketball on it, sweatpants, doesn't care. He's up there. It's his second time in line. I love this
guy. Can I tell you something about Buddhist man? Consistently funny.
Consistently funny on Twitter.
Consistently funny.
He's got the backpack.
Real quick, though, and I won't get into the details, but again, though, the four were understand your scoring system. Obviously, if you're in traditional or upset rewarded pools and the size of the pool is huge. Assess risk and value, meaning what Bob was talking about earlier. Know what everybody else is picking. Go contrary. The fourth one was avoid the golden rules. And one of the ones that just came up was, hey, no team from the Pacific or Mountain time zones has won since, 1997. Remember, these quote-unquote golden rules are largely nonsense, right? So something like that is just something that randomly has happened. Maybe you think there's some rhyme or reason to it, but generally speaking, Kelly gave the best example one the other day, this whole notion of 12s always beat 5s. Just because a team lands on the 12 line, right, doesn't mean that there's anything magically special about that. And so, again, for those of us who are more about betting and betting against spread, live betting, or whatever, and survivor pools, whatever, but this is, I guess, in contrast to people who just fill out brackets. People who fill out brackets, like I have buddies in D.C. that still care about this. They're like, oh, who are the 12s? Oh, we can't.
I hate trends like that.
It's the war. And so it gets proliferated, and it's just none of it means anything. There's tons of those, which we went through a few of them on the Megapod, because it's just like none of this matters to any of the other stuff we're talking about. So I hope people avoid those, quote unquote, as Jason Lisk used to call them, avoid the golden rules, in quotes, that everybody follows. Yeah. We'll wrap it up. One more segment. We are, 35 minutes away from the official tip-off of March Madness 2024 when Michigan State takes on Mississippi State. And let me just say, a game that means a bunch to many of us around here, in case you happen to listen to the Megapod. We're coming back. Numbers Game, VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's never been a better time to have skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook because right now we have a VSiN exclusive offer for new DraftKings customers. Earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you wager. You can earn up to $2,500 worth of bonus bets in your first 3 days on DraftKings. Do not wait. Download the app now. Use code ANG when you sign up and earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you wager on. Now, it's Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin, it's Bill Krakenberger.
Just a reminder, of all the promos we ever do.
Oh, it's fantastic.
This is the best one that we've ever run.
It's fantastic. It's an offer that even makes Bill Krakenberger.
Was it $2,500? Up to $2,500?
Yes, sir. And with so many bottles to choose from, it's easy to find your favorite, all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21. Gil, Kelly, and Bill Krakenberger. March Madness about to start 30 minutes away. Let me just start with the Megapod. Todd Wishnev, Will Hill, and I did it, and I've kind of kept this quiet for those because I wanted people to listen to the Megapod. But now that we're so close to tip-off of March Madness, I'll go ahead and reveal sort of what the big reveal was on the podcast. In case you missed it, which is last year, the March Madness podcast is so well received that I can't thank folks enough for listening to it. Last year, Todd and Will were spectacular. Todd, again, as I mentioned, he had UConn to beat San Diego State in the finals. He also had Michigan State going far. He was just spot on with everything. And in fact, during the podcast itself, I said to him, "You know, your picks are so different from the norm, you should be submitting these to a national contest." I said it to him more than once. And then as the tournament went on, Doug Wedge, one of our listeners who listened to that podcast, Doug Wedge is like, "I just won $35,000 listening to your podcast. I finished second nationally." And Todd, then all of a sudden, this horror came over him. He's like, "Oh my God, could I have been first and won $1 million?" And thank God he only would have finished second. So he cost himself $35,000 as opposed to $1 million. By the way, while he was doing that, Will famously called FAU, Florida Atlantic, to get to the Final Four, which was an outlandish play at that time. And yet that happened as well. So we go into the podcast this year, unbeknownst to each other, to them. They hadn't spoken before that. They ended up with the same long shot Final Four pick. Do you know what that was?
Oh, wow. No.
The very first game today, Mississippi State wow. is playing Michigan State. They both came up with Mississippi State in their Final Fours.
Wow.
Mississippi State in their Final Fours. That was the big thing. And by the way, Todd also had in his Final Four South Carolina.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh, I think Oregon, they're going to give them trouble today.
Todd also says this. He goes, "There's no question my bracket's going to suck because it was so good last year, and I hate the way that they shook out this year." So he just there's that disclaimer. Survivor, for those of you who are playing in Survivor, I am going with Colorado State today once again. I was tempted by all the others. In the end, I like Colorado State over Texas. If I lose in the format that I'm in, there is a rebuy, so I'm still alive. Anybody who loses today will still be alive. You get one rebuy on any of your entries, maximum three entries. So I shoved on Colorado State on all three.
Do most do a rebuy, or is it like
most,
half and half?
Most do a okay. rebuy. I think it's over 80% do a rebuy, and that's how the pool becomes bigger and bigger.
Gotcha. Yeah. So if you have the option, that's usually a pretty good strategy.
The Survivor pool that I was in years ago, you'll appreciate this, that was shut down by the feds up and down the Eastern Seaboard. There were no rebuys, but you could keep entering the first day up until the final tip-off.
Wow.
So it became like an $800,000 pool at the time. That was many, many years ago. It was shut down.
They haven't shut things down in Staten Island. I'll tell you that.
Is that right?
Staten Island's got they're the capital of all these kind of pools and stuff.
Yeah,
the bars
it was up there that it was formed somewhere in that region of the country. People on the East Coast know exactly who I'm talking about. What I mean. Your three first half plays once again were
Moorhead, McNeese, and
South Dakota State.
South Dakota State. Look, I want to make you laugh. So Felica texts you and I together. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you entertaining me as I sit off the side of the road across the border in Mass.
So he's betting
so
tournament futures.
Bet the tournament futures and final four round robins because I can't in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And he sent a picture of his car on the side of the road. I got to tell you something. I know those feelings, Chris. I was doing that here in Nevada, driving over to Arizona when I was able to bet on the apps before they threw me off the apps, all the sites. But that is just funny thinking of that. I forgot about that. The rules from state to state are ridiculous, some of them.
Yeah.
You can't bet this in Connecticut. You can't bet any team that's going to play against Connecticut. So, in other words, UConn, if UConn's involved in anything, a future pool or anything, you can't bet it. That's the reason why. That's how do they make these rules up? Come on. Every state has different rules, but that's like New Jersey. You can't bet New Jersey teams. But you could bet a futures pool you can bet into. I'm 99% sure, but yet Connecticut, you cannot bet into any future pool because Connecticut's in that future pool.
Let me go back to your three picks again. First half picks.
Yep.
Not full game, but this is, again, a tried and true betting tenet for the round of 64.
Yep.
Underdogs don't always manifest for a full game against the spread, let alone on the money line, either one. So he's taking them first half. McNeese, South Dakota State, and?
McNeese, South Dakota State, and Moorhead.
And Moorhead State.
Yep. Moorhead State versus Illinois.
By the way, Colorado State being my survivor play today. Tomorrow, don't hold me to this, but tomorrow I am leaning towards Utah State as my survivor play. So we'll see. Kelly, you have some college hoops plays as well?
I got two for today. BYU, I laid that on the opener. I think that's I laid 7.5. What's that?
Up to 10 now, last I saw.
Wow.
What is it now? Let me check. It's back to 9.
Like, that was one just, I mean, you know me, I'm not the biggest college basketball bettor, but I feel like everybody was talking about that game as soon as it opened. So I was like, all right, let me try to get in on this now.
BYU taking on Duquesne, by the way.
Right.
First time in the tournament for the for Duquesne since 1977.
Wow.
Yeah, so in on them, BYU side today, and the Drake money line I played last night as well.
Yeah.
Oppo Will Hill. Let's go, Will.
My futures plays again, the only ones that I have are from earlier in the year. BYU at 100-1 to win it all. Good luck to me. Alabama 60-1. Same thing. But I do like my final four plays. My final four plays, UConn at +180, though UConn got scred in their region. We talked about how that was the big headline from Selection Sunday, besides the fact that Virginia got into it, was the fact that UConn, once again, for all the consensus that they are the number one team in the nation, and I think most people feel that way, the committee didn't do them any favors. And that looms over this tournament more than anything, I think, as we head into it, because in their bracket, they've got to face the 4-seed Auburn Tigers if the favorites win out to that point. And that is the most brutal of seedings ever because, again, Auburn, to win the national title, is the 6th shortest shot. They are number 4 in KenPom, and they are a 4-seed. They got placed with UConn. It's ridiculous. Not only that, but in terms of what other, like, top-ranked KenPom teams, UConn not only has number 4-ranked KenPom in terms of number 4-ranked Auburn in terms of KenPom, but also the 21st-ranked KenPom team in San Diego State in their region. 16th-seeded BYU, who we just mentioned. 16th-ranked KenPom team, BYU. 10th-ranked KenPom team, the Fighting Illini, and the 5th-ranked KenPom team in Iowa State, all of them in their region. You contrast that with the Purdue's of the world, who's the 3rd number 1 overall. They have fewer top-ranked KenPom teams in their region and not as good ranked. So, I mean, it's just an unbelievable thing. And I do have BYU 12-1 to make the Final Four. And as I said earlier, stranger things have happened with that.
There are 3 females online. What a difference this sports betting thing from years ago. God bless them. I'm so happy for them.
I saw you were so moved with my bets that you were noticing this.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no.
No, I mean, it's fantastic.
It is.
Right? What is
the madness.
It's the madness. It really is. But no, going back to your bets.
The weather, too.
Let me ask you a question. So if the 100-1 shot or the 60-1 shot goes deep.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of hedging going on?
Let me worry about that.
Bad question.
Then. Yeah. So it seems so outlandish to think that either Alabama or BYU is going to get deep. Alabama specifically. BYU, you never know. BYU is one of these teams that is all about three-point shooting. They know no other way to play the game of basketball. The coach admits as such. Pope says the same thing. He's like, look, if we're way up, if we're way down, that's how we play. So they are prone to, if they're up, having runs against them at any point. And if they're down, they're never out of a game. But they're always injured. Khalifa, their big man, who just appears to be perennial, just out of shape chronically. He's an injury candidate here. I'm not sure what his status is heading into the first game. Questionable last I heard. So there's all kinds of things. But to answer your question, ultimately, I'm going to worry about it when it gets to that point. But yeah, I think in this case, there has to be a hedge.
Okay. I just wondered.
Yeah. I'm not that way. Like tennis tournaments.
Yeah, I'm not a hedge guy either. But 100 to 1, 60 to 1 getting deep. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'll lock in some profit. Final words, anyone?
Nah.
We excited? The greatest day of the sports betting year?
Oh, yeah. One of the
it's
best.
Up there.
Yeah.
Wow, these next 2 days. Oh, my God.
It's fantastic.
Where are you guys going, by the way?
I'm going home.
Oh, home.
Going home. Today right. I'm going home.
All right.
Yeah. Tomorrow I'll probably be down at Circa.
I can't deal with the smoke.
Oh, smoke stuff.
Good luck with all your bets, all your brackets. If you're in bracket pools, Survivor, whatever it is, whatever betting vehicle you're involved in, good luck. We've done all we can do. Enjoy the madness. Gojo and Golic are next. And VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.